to call the special meeting of council to order November 22nd at 7 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Janet Armica.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
Councilman Christopher L. Biro. President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fabig.
Present.
And Councilman Christopher Hollum.
The first order of business this evening is correspondence. And this is in relation to the mayor vetoing ordinance number 2017-75. Vicki, do you have a caption by any chance?
I have it. Yes.
He's got it. Yeah. Could you read the caption, please?
An ordinance retaining the acting law director, Stephen L. Byron, and the law firm of Walter Haverfield, LLP, to represent the city of Willoughby Hills and any public officials of the city in any litigation challenging the validity of ordinance number 2017-70 and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion from council?
Madam President. Motion to put forth the override of Ordinance 2017-75.
The Charter speaks in terms of setting aside.
Setting aside, excuse me.
The veto.
Motion to set aside the veto of Ordinance 2017-75.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to set aside the veto from the mayor and ordinance number 2017-75. Is there any discussion on the motion? I'm lopsided tonight. I keep wanting to look over there. Seeing none, Vicki, you call the roll.
Micah.
Yes.
Pishmo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
The motion to set aside the mayor's veto on ordinance number 2017-75 has been passed. The next order of business is the disposition of the journal for the minutes of the regular council meeting of October 26, 2017.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to adopt the minutes of October 26, 2017 for a regular council meeting.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of October 26. Is there any discussion on the motion? I do want to make a clarification. At the end of that meeting, well, during the meeting, I had shared information about our liability insurance and the process that is used from the company for us to renew that and the time frame that it took for us to do it. And at the time that we were voting on it, we were already past the renewal date. And Councilman Hallam indicated that the reason for that was because the mayor's assistant had been working on that document to lower the interest on
the increase.
Yeah, on the increase. And I want you to know that these are two separate documents. Councilman Hallam may not realize that what he was referring to, which Mrs. Majeski was working on, was our health insurance. And this document is our liability insurance for the city. So it's like having car insurance and house insurance. They don't mean anything. So I want that clarification, and I want it on the record for that. Any other discussion for that motion on those minutes? Seeing none, Vicki?
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
The minutes of the regular council meeting of October 26 have been adopted. Because this is somewhat of an abbreviated meeting, this is a special council meeting, because we did not have a quorum for our regular council meeting, we are not going through all of the things that we have on a regular agenda, so we are discussing the things that are most pertinent that need to be done before the next meeting. So we are not going to have any committee reports this evening. So the next order of business would be public portion. And this is an opportunity for anybody to come forth, share comments, concerns about anything that's going on in the city. We might be able to answer your questions. Administration, the mayor's not here tonight to answer some, so if we do have questions that we don't have, well, we will get back to residents in a timely fashion. So I will call the public portion to at 7:05 p.m.
Good evening. Pat Grubbins, 2265 River Road, Willoughby Hills, Ohio. I just have a couple of questions. My first question is for the Personnel Relations Committee. I know that typically when there's legislation, it's discussed in committee. And the best that I could uncover was the last committee meeting that Mr. Plashnik chaired was July 27th. And I see there are a couple of ordinances tonight, one being an emergency. So I would just like to know where to find the minutes of the meeting that was held to discuss those ordinances that I might have missed. So date, time, and where those minutes might be. And then my next thing is really just a comment. I know Mr. Fiebig and I are both very concerned about the economic development of our city. And I had the opportunity to sit in on a presentation by the CEO of the Nature Conservancy. And I just wanted to encourage us as a community to embrace sustainability. I think that there could be a lot of grants available that would help us with the economic development, as well as attract companies that have that as part of their own mission and vision. And then if there is anything that you have on the calendar between now and the end of the year, I'd love to get involved. So if you could share any thoughts you have, because I know you mentioned during your campaign that it was really important to you. And then last but not least, I just want to encourage our community to get out and get involved with our city government. I'm very concerned about the supermajority that was campaigning this fall, and I'm really concerned about all representatives really being there for the entire community and not just their own agenda. That's all.
Thank you, Pat. Anyone else for public portion this evening?
Joe Grubbins, 2265 River Road. I'm just a little confused regarding the charter stating section 4.3, the Department of Law. It seems to me the law director is supposed to be appointed. It states clearly by the mayor. How is it that we have this fellow sitting here who's charging us a lot of money, I believe? And again, we had an opportunity. I think the mayor had appointed Mr. Germano, who is a prosecutor, the county prosecutor, and he was willing to do this for no fee. And again, I know that Mr. Plushnik has stated that he was in favor of saving people and the taxpayers money through a sewer abatement or something, but this is confusing to me that we're now paying this law director and we don't need to be doing that. That the mayor had appointed someone based on our charter, and how the council is now putting someone in charge that we're paying for. Why is that?
Well, we will see if we can explain that to you, Mr. Grubbins. Thank you. Anyone else for public portion this evening? Linda?
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham Boulevard. While I'm sitting back there, and I know, and this is an ongoing thing, but this is a suggestion that maybe for the beginning of the year or even at the end of the year that council somehow looks into having a better mic system so we can hear everybody. This mic is really bad. So maybe we can hire someone to look at the whole system and have it better for the people watching it at home also. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Anyone else this evening for public portion? Then I will call a closed public portion at 7:10 p.m. I'll address Pat first. The last public relations meeting was July 27th. There have been no other public relations meetings since. So there are no dates, no times, and no minutes. Thank you for suggesting, Linda. Do you want to tackle part of that? Thanks, Steve.
Let me handle
and speaking
the,
to the mic.
Sure, the question.
It's not on. Little red button.
There we go. 4.3 does give the mayor the appointment authority. That connects with Section 2.2.1 of the Charter, which provides that the mayor shall appoint the heads of all departments of the municipality, including but not limited to the Department of Law and the other departments. And it goes on to say, subject to the confirmation of such appointment by an affirmative vote of four members of council. So in order for the mayor's appointment to be valid under Section 2.2.1, there needs to be a confirming vote of the council. The ordinance that engaged me as the person to provide the services of the acting law director, specifically said, once the mayor appoints and council confirm, my role here will be done. So I am the interim person to provide legal counsel to the city during the period of time that the mayor isn't able to put forward an appointment that council finds acceptable. He has to get four votes. So as soon as he can do that, my job here as an acting law director will be done. The other thing that's important to understand is, because you have this potential gridlock, if you will, there's a provision of the charter, section 1.4, that says you exercise the manner of exercise of the authority of the city is pursuant to the charter. And if the charter doesn't provide an answer to a question, council has the ability to pass an ordinance. And so the specific language is, all powers shall be exercised in the manner prescribed by this charter, or, if not prescribed herein, in such manner as shall be prescribed by an ordinance of council. So when council passed ordinance number 2017-70, they were answering a question, what do you do if you have a department head that hasn't been put forward by the mayor and confirmed by council to exercise the authority? Does that mean the city has to go without legal advice? And the answer is no. If the answer is not specifically in the charter for an acting law director, council can enact an ordinance that solves that problem. So that's the answer. That's the legal answer to the question.
Also, I'm not sure. I think you had mentioned that Mr. Germano is the county prosecutor. He is not the county prosecutor for Lake County. I think you may have meant he is the city prosecutor, not the county. It's a big difference. No, public portion's over. I'm sorry.
It's not a debate.
All right. Just another quick little point on that. We, as council, for those of you that are interested in this process, City Council determined that because of the exigence of a lawsuit that was being threatened to us as a community by the union that was formed under the direction of the mayor's secretary, that we needed to have somebody in place absolutely from that moment going forward to protect us. Not to have legal counsel in place while there'd be the mayor going through resumes or, you know, and then there'd have to be a council meeting and there'd have to be four votes. All of that had to happen. So what we did is Mr. Byron and his law firm of Walter Haverfield were engaged. This was someone that is well respected in the community, four or five other communities right now, whose father even has, his hands all over our original charter, and you're a former resident here, grew up here. I mean, this was almost a slam dunk pick, if you ask me, with his vast municipal law experience. So that was why that had to, and I also want you to realize that on that day, we asked the mayor to give us a name. 2 weeks later, we asked the mayor to give him a name. And again, we've asked three times, maybe four times now, please give us names of people to recommend as law director. He told us in a public meeting that he had 10 names. We asked him to produce that because he came up with Mike Germano, no resume, no reason why, nothing else. He just had his name, and that's it. So we're supposed to make a decision on a law director based on that? I'm sorry, but I can't vote on just that. That's not enough. And we have to do our due diligence to make sure that that person that's in place is going to serve our residents the best that we possibly can. Otherwise, we're not doing our job. So again, we've asked the mayor to produce a name. We have yet to see any resumes. We've yet to see any other names. So,
thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay, we will move on to legislation this evening. The first one is ordinance number 2017-71. Vicki, please read the caption.
An ordinance to amend and or modify the pickup of mandatory contributions by the full-time employees of the fire department in the classification of firefighter and lieutenant who are members of the Ohio Police and Fire Pension Fund, repealing conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2017-71.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Mica to adopt ordinance number 2017-71. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President.
Yes.
This is mandatory in a union contract, so it's a pickup to pay a portion of their pension. It actually saves the city a little bit as opposed to compensation by picking up a contribution. So it's in the union contract. We sort of have to do this, but I just wanted to explain as to why we're doing it.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Vicki?
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-71 has been adopted. The next one is Ordinance 2017-72.
An ordinance confirming the appointment of and fixing the compensation for the position of part-time recreation coordinator and declaring an emergency.
This ordinance is on third reading.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnik.
I would make a motion to table Ordinance 2017-72. We're going to be going into a new budget season. We have a lot of important priorities for the city. We've already heard from our acting fire chief that funding is short and it may be difficult to hire the additional firefighters that we've already authorized and tried to budget for. And we're in a position where we're really going to be choosing, do we hire a rec department employee? Do we hire a firefighter? Do we pave a road? Do we hire an administrator? And I think we need to look at those decisions together with the budget as a whole. In addition, we previously budgeted monies which are still being paid to the mayor's secretary. I believe she received $4,000 or $5,000 raises 4 years in a row with the idea she would take on these responsibilities. And then somehow that went from one person to one person and a part-time person to one person and two part-time people and a whole cadre of, you know, high school students who put in hours. So it's really grown, and we need to re-examine the right size for the rec department, given that we have so many other priorities that need to be balanced. So I would make a motion to table 2017-72 so we can consider the issue with the whole budget.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnik and a second from Councilman Fiebig to table Ordinance 2017-72. Is there any other discussion on that motion? Vicki?
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-72 has been tabled. The next one is Ordinance 2017-76.
An ordinance authorizing the mayor to accept the quote presented by U.S. Bridge to conduct maintenance on the Pleasant Valley Road Bridge and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnik.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2017-76. We've had extensive discussions of this in the Safety Committee. It's important for our residents to have the bridge reopened as soon as humanly possible, particularly given that inclement weather is on the way. I saw a few snowflakes in the last few days. It's not easy to exit Pleasant Valley Road from the more eastward exit when the weather is poor due to the slant and angle. So we want this bridge repaired as soon as possible, and this is one of those times when waiving the three reading rule rule is appropriate.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnik and a second from Councilwoman Bismo to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2017-76. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Bismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Ordinance 2017-76 has been waived.
Madam President?
Vice President Plushnik?
Motion to adopt Ordinance Number 2017-76.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt Ordinance 2017-76. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President?
Yes.
Just to report, last Thursday, we did have a Safety Committee meeting of Council. There were many people that were here to give us different insights into this, including our road superintendent, who I see out here today. And I think this was thoroughly discussed. I'll have a full report in minutes available to the rest of council, but it was a unanimous decision of our committee to go ahead and waive three readings and adopt this legislation. U.S. Bridge is the only apparent firm that is able to complete this job and do it in a timely manner, which would be approximately 20-30 days from now because of the materials that need to be ordered. So it is urgent that we do this, and I urge its passage tonight.
Thank you. Anyone else? Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Biro? Oh, sorry. Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-76 has been adopted. The next one is Ordinance 2017-77.
An ordinance authorizing Greg Beck and Baker Dublekar, Beck, Wiley, and Matthews to represent the City of Willoughby Hills and the public officials of the city named in the complaint filed in Wager versus City of Willoughby Hills, City Council, Lake County Common Pleas Court Case Number 17CV001758 and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move that Council waive three readings for Ordinance 2017-77.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three reading rule on Ordinance 2017-77. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Ordinance 2017-77 has been waived.
Madam President?
Vice President Plushnik?
Motion to adopt Ordinance Number 2017-77.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnik and a second from Councilman Fiebig to adopt Ordinance Number 2017-77. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President?
Yes.
I would ask our law director, our acting law director, to elaborate on this point, but it's my understanding that our insurance pool has reviewed this case of that Wager has brought against us and has concluded that the position of the City of Willoughby Hills and City Council is correct, and so they are willing to pay for the defense of the city in this case, which is certainly good news. But I'd like our acting law director to elaborate on that point.
Sure. Well, the insurance policy provides coverage for this type of claim, which was for non-monetary damages. It's a claim in injunction and for declaratory judgment. Many insurance policies, if you get sued outside of your situation here, might not cover that sort of claim. Your policy does, and insurance companies defend a lot of claims, whether they're valid or not. So the mere fact that they picked up defense of the council members isn't significant. What is significant is they have reviewed my analysis of the authority by which council has engaged myself and the law firm and said council acted with authority. I am the acting law director and therefore a public official for the purposes of this litigation. So if we needed third-party validation outside of this organization, we've received that. They will be providing the defense, and under Article 4.3, under Section 4.3 of the Charter, the city's position is taken by authority of the council by legislative action. And so what this does is it will engage them to be representing the city. They will then want to come in and talk to you folks about the litigation. And so this is the first step in that process, giving them authority. And I'm pleased to say that under your policy, there is no cost to the city for this representation. You passed 75 earlier. It's not going to be necessary for me to participate in that litigation. You'll recall that ordinance was passed originally before there was a claim against anybody, and it was in anticipation of a claim. I was named. My firm was named. This is fortuitous that we don't have to worry about the conflict situation that's arisen as a consequence of that. These folks can represent the city, and I've dealt with Greg Baker before. He's a very competent lawyer.
Wonderful.
Madam President, there's some cost to the city, though, certainly, and there's a deductible, I think, that needs to be met first. Isn't that correct?
I'm not sure that's right.
Okay.
I'd have to go back and double-check that. There are some policies. I believe that this is a first-dollar coverage without a deductible.
Okay. All right. Well, that is good news, then, but maybe you could report us to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought there was some sort of minimum that needs to be met with, but if I can just opine that, this could go away with Mayor Wager simply dropping the case. We simply vetoed legislation, and that's the way government works. The mayor works with council, the council works with the mayor, and this could simply go away, and we could move on to more important things like economic development, like communications, like our budget, and things like that, instead of spending time on this sort of, stuff that really takes away from the spirit of running our government as best, as openly, as transparently as we can.
I neglected to add one thing. Within the policy, there is a limit of $50,000 for the resolution of the matter. So if the attorney's fees exceeded that amount, then the city would be into its own pocket at that point.
Any other discussion?
Madam President, just one question. I know that I've put in public records requests, and I think that requests have been made by our acting law director as well, for what, if any, city funds the mayor has expended in this case in terms of hiring an attorney to sue the city. Have we had any response back from the mayor? I've received no response, and I want to ask our acting law director and the rest of council, have we heard back in any way? Because public records requests must be fulfilled by law, and I find it concerning I haven't heard back yet.
I have put in a request to the finance director about 2.5 weeks ago, two different emails, and I have not heard back from Mr. Berkachek.
I have not received a response.
Very troubling.
May I ask, Madam President, I ask of our clerk, how many public records requests or how many requests for information are outstanding at this time? An approximate number.
Half a dozen.
There's a half a dozen requests, not even public records requests, just requests for information. Because as a body, we're entitled to information from our finance department, from our engineer, from, say, roads or police or fire. We're not getting that information. There's at least a half a dozen requests that are unfulfilled at this time.
Back to the motion that's on the floor to adopt Ordinance 2017-77. Any other discussion on that? Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-77 has been adopted. The next one is Ordinance 2017-78.
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of $27,948.33 required for the annual support service contract for the Cody CAD RMS system.
Madam President?
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to waive three readings for 2017-78.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2017-78. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, the reason I did that is this was an annual contract that is a requirement. Although I do see it is for the period of February 1st, I don't know that there would be any discussions or any changes in our budget or anything that would change from this. So I think it would be prudent just to go ahead and pass it at this time.
And that's correct. It is budgeted for. We do this annually. This request came through Chief Collins for the police department. This is the system they use. Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2017-78 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to adopt 2017-78.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Mica to adopt ordinance number 2017-78. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Mica?
Yes.
Hiesmo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-78 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2017-79.
An ordinance amending Part 1, Administrative Code, Title 5, Administrative, Chapter 135, Department of Finance, Section 135.001, Position of Director of Finance, Subsection B, Duties and Responsibilities of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, repealing certain ordinances and declaring an emergency.
Council's wishes?
First reading.
Lead us on first reading.
Madam President, just a first item of discussion on this ordinance. It's designed, as I read it, to ensure that there's timely responses and provision of information from the finance director to council and to the public. And given how many public records requests are outstanding, many of which relate to the finance department, I think it is of concern to us that we continue to review this ordinance and make sure it's passed in some form going forward, because we need to ensure that when council asks, are funds being expended by the mayor, there's an immediate, prompt, accurate response from our finance department. That's information the city is in possession of. It shouldn't take any lag time for council to have that information.
Well, and specifically as drafted, this is intended to codify the practice that has been going on where you get the information that's on the website. I was just glancing at some of the things that are there. And sets a timeline for it so that you get it by, if you're looking at October, you have the information by November 15th for the previous month. Obviously, that's not set in stone. I mean, you could fix the date for a time that works well for the finance department. But the idea is rather than going several months without having this posted to the website, you get it in a timely fashion.
And hopefully it would cut down on the records requests. It might be more helpful for us to have this more readily available. We'll know we'll have it by, 15 days if that's what we stick with, and then we wouldn't have to go for the records requests and bother Mr. Berkachek with those.
All right. The next one is Ordinance 2017-80.
An ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into State of Ohio Administrative Services contracts for the purchase of a compact hydraulic excavator for use by the service department and declaring an emergency.
Council's wishes?
Madam President, yes. I'll make a motion to waive three readings for 2017-80.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2017-80. Is there any discussion on the motion?
From my understanding, this has been in the budget for 2017. So
yes,
this is something we've already decided
we needed. It was discussed back in March or May. This is state pricing.
Madam President, it was also reviewed in committee.
Yes.
About a month ago.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig to waive the three reading rule. I believe I still need a second. Oh, did you second it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Vicki?
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2017-80 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to adopt 2017-80.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Mica to adopt ordinance 2017-80. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Mica?
Yes.
Hiesmo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-80 has been adopted, Mr. Grubas. The next order of business is new business. Next order is 2017-81, Can you read the caption, please, Vicki?
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into the First Amendment to the Option and Ground Lease and Amended Memorandum of Lease, repealing certain ordinances and declaring an emergency.
This ordinance will stay on first reading. We did have some response from our city engineer, and there's one point in this ordinance that is a little more complicated.
Well, the engineer's comments related to the construction of the tower. It's not ready yet. They need to change their documents to satisfy the engineer. I don't think there'll be any changes to the actual legal description that's incorporated here. But there's no time urgency. They aren't going to do anything until they get their permit. So if it stays on first reading, there's no impact.
Right? Okay, great. Thank you.
Madam President, Mr.
Yes.
Byron, this is simply to put a memorandum for the recorder to the ground lease, is that correct?
Actually, the initial lease did not have the Meats and Browns description of the leased area. They have now they got the lease. After they get the lease, then they do the engineering for the location. So this is a part of that process that formally lays out the Meats and Bounds description of the ground lease.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
But first reading's okay.
Yeah. No. No urgency to it.
Okay. All right. Then our next order of business, actually the last order of business for this evening, is new business.
Madam President.
Vice President.
I would make a motion in accordance with Section 103.01 of our Administrative Code, a motion to grant approval to the Lake County General Health District to reproduce the city seal so that it may be printed out, framed, and displayed in a prominent location within the Health District offices. The Health District would like to display the logos for each of the communities that the Health District represents.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo. To grant approval for Lake County Health Department to display our logo. The Health Department has moved, and they would like to display all the communities that they serve in Lake County. In some respects, you might consider this to be decorative. I also see that there's a function to it. They want to show who they serve. One thing that I might want to add to this motion is when the mayor is authorized to do this, that the logo is only used in this fashion and not anywhere else by the department. If John, you could add that.
I'll accept that friendly amendment. I'll remake the motion with that prescription that we're only making it for the specific person, the specific purpose. Would someone second that?
Second.
So I have a motion, an amendment to the motion for this, our logo, our crest, to be only used in this purpose, and a second by Councilwoman Micah. Any other discussion? Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pishmo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Bebig?
Yes.
The motion has passed.
Madam President?
Yes.
Just for background for the audience, Section 103.01 of our Administrative Code specifically states that the city seal of Willoughby Hills can only be reproduced or used with permission granted by council, which, of course, is a body of seven and only acts officially by vote. So anytime you see the city seal, it really should only be used or reproduced if there's a vote of council authorizing it. We've had some issues with that in the past, which is why this ordinance was initially proposed by Council President Robert Wager back in the day, but it's certainly one that I support. Thank you.
Madam President, if I may, I had some communication with a resident on Pine Valley regarding putting a streetlight at the corner of Maple Grove and Pine Valley. So I've had some discussions with our city engineer, and we want to look into that. And I know it's not a requirement, apparently, but there were possibly some concerns for safety. So we'll be bringing that up again at the next appropriate time. Just wanted to share that with the rest of council.
Thank you. There is no other business, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and second from Councilman Fiebig to adjourn. There's no discussion on an adjournment. Vicki, please call the roll.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Meeting's adjourned at 7:40 p.m. Thank you, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.